Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
From Dunfield Gymnasium, last game of six boys basketball games in the Martin Luther King tournament here, with the Silver Streaks taking on the Blue Devils of Gurnee Warren. And time for our starting lineups. And Jeff Lamb has the duties tonight. Scary Mitchell just about had no voice left by the time we got done with the third game earlier today. Let's go down to Jeff.
At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 10, Jake Halish. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 12, Maurice Chambers. At guard, a 6'4", senior, number 23, Jovan Jokic. At forward, a 6'3", junior, number 32, Zach Schultz. And at forward, a 6'3", senior, number 42, Caleb Reams. Blue Devils are coached by Ryan Weber. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. Guard, number one, a 6'1 junior, Devin Ross. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 4, Ethan Meeker. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 20, J.J. Range. Forward, a 6'7 junior, number 23, Eric Thompson. And at guard, a 6'1 junior, number 30, Cavante Shaw. The Silver Streaks are coached by Mike Owens. Correction, Mike Reynolds. Sorry, my mistake.
Jeff's too concerned, I think, with getting the little theme music going on, which is a nice little touch, don't get me wrong.
Well, we almost got a second rendition of the national anthem tonight, too. That was a new one.
Mike Owens hasn't been here for, what, 40 years, I think?
No, we've been a lot of alumni here, you know.
There have.
You never know what name might pop up here this weekend.
Been quite the weekend. I was watching the Silver Streaks when they came out of their little tunnel that their teammates create for them, and then they go over and fist bump the officials and handshake the opposing coach. Even that, there didn't seem to be a lot of life or energy in the presentation there. So let's hope that picks up now that the game is underway and erase the bad memories of that Manuka game.
Well, JJ had a big hug for Ryan Weber.
And he overthrows Devin Ross from the left wing out high into the backcourt.
JJ knows Ryan, of course, through his dad, who was a teammate of Ryan's.
Yep. So the Streaks turn it over on their first possession. This is Jovan Jokic who brings it into the front court. Jake Falish has it now at the top of the circle. Left side it goes to Maurice Chambers. Brings it around to the outside to Falish. Fires a three off the rim. Weak side rebound underneath Nick Turner. And a tie-up on the putback. And the held ball will keep it on Warren's end of the floor.
A very aggressive rebound in there, leading things off for Nick Turner. We got him listed at 6'1".
Looks bigger than that, doesn't
it?
Here's another quick three from the right wing by Falish again. And the weak side rebound pops out to Devin Ross, chasing it down into the far corner. So two quick threes by Warren. Now another turnover by the Streaks as Ross It's a low pass off of Kevontae Shaw's shin. And the Streaks still without a shot. Chambers drives in from the right side. Right-handed floater up and in off the glass. 2-0, Warren. Little token three-quarter court trap. Shaw trapped in the front court. Works his way toward the midcourt line and then reverses back to Thompson. Left side, that leaves Meeker open for three.
Well, that's what you get when you bring that pressure and trap hard on the sides. You reverse it over to the other side, you're going to have an open shooter. And Ryan Weber told us he's not going to be very happy if he sees Meeker out there alone very often. Well, third trip down the court, it happened.
And the only shot the Streaks have taken so far. Another three by Falish from the right wing, well short. And J.J. Range wisely lets that one hit the floor and go out of bounds. Streaks get it back. Falish quick to fire the three, isn't he? He's taken three three-pointers here in the first minute and a half.
I'm sorry, that pass was really soft from Meeker. It almost got picked off.
And now Ross throws a high one over to Ethan, who has to go high up for it on the sideline before it goes out of bounds. Shaw dribbles out of a double team, drives baseline, gets tied up on the blocks with Zach Schultz, and Schultz touched it last out of bounds.
You know, one of the big surprises of this tournament so far has been Dunlap. We beat them here on that Tuesday night game, but since then they've been a ton. They won big time twice today.
Jumper on the way from Ross won't go down. Offensive rebound from Kevontae Shaw, and he gets fouled moving to the basket by Nick Turner.
I guess beating Rockford East, given the fact that they lost their 2-8 stars, maybe wasn't that big, but they beat them by the continuous clock, 30-plus points, and then beat the Manuka team that beat us by 10 earlier today.
Just underway here. Streaks lead Gurney Warren 3-2. Lob from the baseline out high to Ethan Meeker, who just gets ahead of Schultz, or rather ahead of Chambers, to get the inbound. This is Range with it on the left wing. Here comes the double-team trap. Gets it away to Shaw. Now to the outside, Meeker. Inside the free throw line. Looks like he got blocked by Jovan Jokic, and the loose ball picked up by Warren. Into the front court, and a travel called as Falish was backing up after receiving the pass. And he couldn't hold his position before getting the pass away. Warren turns it over. 3-2 Streaks. We played just a little over 2 minutes here in the first quarter. 1-3-1 trap by Warren. Streaks get it across midcourt with the sideline-to-sideline passes. Now Ross has it back to the top of the arc. Tries to find an opening, gets it out. Ethan again for three. A little bit short. And the rebound hangs up on the backboard. Finally comes down to Turner for Warren. Here comes the Blue Devils quickly at the other end. Falish runs into Eric Thompson, loses the ball, and kicks it back out to Turner at the top of the circle. Gives way to Jokic between the circles. Schultz to the left side, now into the hands of Chambers. Chambers to the top of the arc. Quick three by Jokic. That one's off the front of the rim. They've been well short on their three-pointers so far, but the rebound by Schultz is short. Rebound Meeker after that miss. Into the front court quickly. Streaks leading by one, trying to build on it here. Ross, Shaw on the right side, lost the ball off his shin again. That time he took his eye off it, and it was off his hand, and he dribbled it off his foot. Right back to Warren for the third Galesburg turnover.
Good Mike Reynolds, that's not a real happy look over there.
No, it's not.
Hands on the hips, scowling.
On the right side, Jokic with it on the wing, inlet pass, and off the hands of Turner, and Warren gives it right back. And
Ryan Weber just turned and hung his head, shook his head, and just flopped out of the chair.
Much the same reaction, wasn't it? And that'll send Turner to the bench.
Yeah, that was a horrible turnover for Warren. It's just an absolute giveaway.
C.J. Payaway, 6'3 senior, and John Lewis, a 6'2 junior, also in for the Blue Devils. Streaks across midcourt between Ross and Meeker. Devin brings it now up to the left side of the arc, pulls it back out. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 3-2 Galesburg. Quick bullet pass to Thompson to the outside. Meeker gets tied up on the perimeter with Payaway, and that'll be the first foul on him just off the bench. Second foul of the game on the Blue Devils. None on the Streaks so far. Just like that, that's going to bring Turner right back into the game. He will replace Zach Schultz, a 6'3 junior who sits down.
Once in a while, you see a last name you've never seen before. Payaway, P-A-Y-A-W-A-Y. That's a new one for me.
What, you're not going to pick out Jokic?
Yeah, I've seen a Jokic somewhere before, but not a Payaway.
And a deflected pass by Warren, and then going after it, Turner gets another hand on it, can't chase it down into the corner.
Definitely not a Jovan Jokic. A Djokovic.
True. Into the game, Cody Hawthorne for the Silver Streaks as he takes over for Shaw. Devin Ross with it now, just inside the left sideline. Into the left corner it goes to JJ. Now back up top to Devin. Working his way to the top of the arc, right side. Inlet pass from Meeker to Cawthorn, back out to Ethan. Drives inside the arc into a quadruple team, gets tripped up and travels. Four Galesburg turnovers to go along with 1-for-4 shooting here in the early going, but still a 3-2 lead in a low-scoring game halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, Ethan's going to lead the league in bruises by the end of this year because he's trying to make things happen. Knows he has to lead this team offensively, and he's favoring one ankle a little
bit.
Well,
that was when he got tied up on the last play. Not there. He was still hobbling a little bit when he came out of getting tied up earlier. But I'm sure going to the floor on that possession didn't help the situation. Jokic with it now on the right side. He'll bring it back out in the midcourt circle. 3:40 to go first quarter. 3-2, Galesburg by one. Jokic left side over to Nick Turner. Way outside the left wing. Not far from Mike Reynolds, standing there with his arms crossed, folded across his chest.
I said this game will be played in the 40s. I'm thinking 30s now.
Bad pass on the interior, thrown right to Eric Thompson for the streak. Streaks in transition. JJ from the wing. Kicks it back out to Devin Ross at the free throw line. Left side over to Ethan for three. Rims off. Rebound. Hawthorn for the Silver Streaks. Bounces it back out to Ethan. Looked like he was going to square up for three. He passes up the shot, though. Now on the interior, stolen away by Warren. And JJ is going to get a call for a reach on the backside as John Lewis came away with a steal. Uncharacteristically, five Galesburg turnovers here in this first quarter.
Yeah, if you're just walking into the gym, you're probably guessing these two teams are 5-15 on the season or something. It's pretty ugly right now.
Silver Streaks have lost two in a row after a confident-filled 17-0 start, now trying to find their way after a heartbreaking loss last night and an uninspired loss earlier today. On the outside, this is Jason Dorsey, a 5'9 sophomore, into the game. Penetrates, gives it off to Nick Turner. Now on the right side, over to Chambers. Around the screen, down to the low blocks. Lost the handle on it because Devin Ross got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. 2:43 to play first quarter, still 3-2 Streaks.
Nick Turner made all the quick moves on the right side. Thought he had that baseline, which he did, but Ross's hand quick enough to swat that thing away out of bounds and destroy his move.
On the inbound of the right side, Maurice Chambers in the corner, and now Dorsey will bring it back up top. Works his way to the right side, now between the circles, Chambers swinging around left side over to Zach Schultz back into the game. Now to the right side they go, three on the way by Chambers is off the rim. Weak side rebound, Cody Hawthorne. Could play a big role in this game, we'll see. He's got two rebounds coming off the bench already for the Silver Streaks. 2:19 to go first quarter. Streaks trying to build on a one-point lead. Devin Ross all the way out in the midcourt circle. Slowly working his way to the right side, trying to find an opening in that Warren zone. Skips it up top left side into the corner. JJ back out to the high post, picks up his dribble on the wing, and now gives it over to Ross. Right side over to Ethan. He'll shovel it back out to Ross between the circles. Under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Now up top again it goes to Ross. Dribbles down the right side, goes up with a one-hand floater, and good. Long time between baskets for either team. That puts Galesburg up by three now, 5-2. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Jason Dorsey, the sophomore, across midcourt, coming back out high for a Jake Falish to the right side, Chambers. Cut off by Ross, trying to drive to the baseline. Back out to Falish for three again, and he hits one finally. Missed his first three. That one ties the game at five. In the backcourt, Ross and Meeker. The trap coming. Nope. Stolen away by Chambers. Trying to lead in. Ethan gets a hand on the ball. Forces the miss. Rebound Falish. That one is short. Falish gets it back. Lost it on the way up. They scoop it out on the top to Dorsey. Now to Falish for another three. That one rolls off. And a rebound by Turner. But he's over the back for the foul. Are they going to call it on JJ? Nope. We're walking the other way. I think they're going to call that one on Turner. So after all that.
Dodged a bullet there, didn't
he? Sure did. Dodged four bullets.
I mean, Falish had that ball. He's just standing right under the basket. That's one you... It's like when you're playing horse, you don't want to shoot that shot because it's so easy you're afraid to because you'll miss it, and he did.
So the 1-2-2 trap by Warren. Streaks get it across midcourt. Now Ethan picks up his dribble just across half court. Bad spot to be. They get out of it. Ross with a bullet pass down low. Pump fake by Sammons gets called for traveling on the low blocks.
Well,
six Galesburg turnovers.
He was, I credit him for the courage of trying to go up with it, but I think to build that courage, he was looking into the eyes of the guy, Nick Turner. He's the big one down there, down low, and he was giving away a lot of size and just didn't know what to do with it.
Under a minute to go. Tied at 5, Warren with the ball. Schultz on the left side. Gives off to Chambers, dribbles it up. Stutter step, down low, and a good lead pass to John Lewis, cutting in from the left baseline. Warren now up 7-5. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Again, the 1-2-2 press. Streaks break it. Ross to the top of the arc. That's where the defense surrounds him, collapses on, chases him back near half court, gets it away to Meeker with 20 seconds to go. Ethan backs up. Bounces it along the midcourt line to Ross on the right side. Now right back to Ethan with a reversal. We're down to 12 seconds and counting. Here in the end of the first quarter, Streaks down 2. Ross calling out the shots with 8 seconds to go. He brings Thompson and Hawthorne out high. Ross around him fires a 3 off the back of the rim. High rebound tipped by Thompson won't go. That's the end of the first quarter. Warren 7, Galesburg 5. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
The money seems to come out of nowhere.
$200 in cash.
Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, our first cash winner for wearing the purple WGIL button.
You couldn't have come at a better time. I'm going to go shopping.
Congratulations to our $200 button winner from WGIL.
Thank you very much, WGIL. Go spend some money.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Yum Ford and at F&M Bank locations in Galesburg, at Compton Accounting and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Final game of the day in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Full day of action here at John Thiel Gym that included two Galesburg girls games as well. Silver Streaks girls went 1-1 on the day. Silver Streaks boys trying to go 1-1 after losing to Minooka earlier. They trail by 2. Here's Ethan Meeker, left wing. Three-pointer. Threads the top of the backboard after the miss. JJ trying to handle it on the end line, and then he throws it back off of Chambers, which deflects right back off of JJ, who was out of bounds. And that goes back to Warren.
Yeah, the Warren team and Ryan Weber right there, all helping the official make that call.
Sure.
He did get it right. Great effort by JJ, but I think just bounced right back onto him as he's standing out of bounds.
Warren trying to build on a 7-5 lead. Very low scoring game here at John Thiel Gymnasium after one quarter. Couple of teams that are struggling to find some offense. Warren, you look at what they've done through their first 13 games plus heading into this one. It's not unusual to see them score in the 30s in a game. Doesn't mean they get blown out. Just means a low-scoring game. Now here's a travel on the opposite end. Maurice Chambers with a head fake, pump fake, and then didn't get the ball down on the floor in time.
You know, I look over and I feel sorry for head coach Mike Reynolds, because I'm sure as much as he's focusing on the now, it's got to go through his mind so often what happened to my team. Because these guys that are playing now are all integral parts of the team, don't get me wrong, but we were looking at a team that might go to state, and now we're having trouble finding a basket.
Well, JJ doesn't have any trouble finding that one from the left corner. Puts Galesburg back on top, 8-7 with a three-pointer. JJ got a good open look at it, was able to measure it. And the Streaks lead by 1. On the right side, Zach Schultz. On the elbow, looking on the interior, Ross defended it well down the lane. They skip it out to Jokic instead. Now to the high post, it goes to Schultz on the right side. Swing it back out to Maurice Chambers near half court. Works his way left toward the Galesburg bench. Now down the lane, briefly lost the handle on it, recovered, and brings it back out. Jokic has it back. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Streaks on top, 8-7. Jokic on the right side, cut off, now to the right side along the baseline, a missed shot, rebound on the floor, Hawthorne, but he controls it for the Silver Streaks. Warren gets back defensively. Ross pulls up short of the top of the circle, now gives off to Ethan with a one-hand floater in the lane, right hand won't go. Cody chases down the rebound, saves it to Gavonte Shaw, and another chance at it. JJ, same spot, 3 again, off the rim this time. Meeker flies through the lane with a rebound, put back is short, chased down by Hawthorne on the lane, puts it in the lane, up to Ross with a one-hand floater. I'll count on you, Jim, to get all the rebounds and the shots on that one. 10-7 Silver Streaks, under 5:40 to go first half.
Well, that's what you got to have is that persistence and hard work when it doesn't come easy, and nothing's coming easy for us right now on the offensive end. You make it happen.
Timeout Ryan Weber, a 30-second timeout, 5:31 to go, as he's going to help his team kind of refocus here with the Streaks scoring the first five of the second quarter to take a three-point lead.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's bottom line saying, well, guys, we're playing pretty good defense, but if after the first shot we give them two more, we're not going to get along very well tonight. So that's probably job one for Warren, is to address rebounding issues on their end.
Get a reminder, more basketball coming up on Monday. We do have Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow against Indiana, 11 o'clock pregame, noon start on WGIL. And the boys and girls back in action coming up on Monday. Two games for the boys, one for the girls. The boys will wrap up their King tournament. The girls will extend it one more weekend into next weekend. Silver Streaks boys will get the day started on Monday, 10:40 pregame against Maine South. Girls play a tough battle with Quincy Notre Dame at 1:40 in the afternoon Monday. Boys will wrap it up with Rockford East. And a nice drive, leaving it off for Nick Turner. That was a well-designed play coming out of the Warren timeout. And it's 10-9, Galesburg by one. Layup by Mick Turner on the feed on the outside. Here's Ethan, scooping it right side over to Shaw from the wing. Missed the three, rebound tipped up. That won't go for Ross. And the rebound by Gurney Warren. Jokic came down with it. Shaw still looking for his first points of the night. 10-9 Galesburg, under 5 minutes to go first half. Baelish on the outside. Now Jokic comes out for it, guarded by J.J. Rage. Quick pass down low to Schultz. Pump fake and gets Hawthorne up in the air. Cody comes down on top of him, does a nice job of changing the direction of his body so he doesn't come down hard onto the floor, and he draws the foul.
Yeah, because when he left his feet, you knew it was going to be a foul. At that point, you're just saying, just don't be an injury on him or the other guy, because he was so high up in the air. It's just a matter of where and how he landed. So I'll take the foul to not lose another player to injury there with Hawthorne.
4:48 to go in the first half. First free throw up and in and out for Zach Schultz. Still looking for his first points of the game. It's the first free throw shot by either team here on the night.
You know, and so far it's hard to imagine if Stevenson's the number one team in the state, how these guys play them a seven-point game.
Second one is off the front of the rim. Eric Thompson with the rebound, then it's poked away from the backside and knocked out of bounds. Well, you know, as we saw with Rock Island, you know, some people might be saying the same things about Rock Island, I suppose. You know, looking at the way the Streaks are playing and saying, well, gosh, if Rock Island is ranked, how can that be? We know conference intensity makes a big difference.
Yep.
On the outside, Meeker with the extra pass right side to Shaw. Pump fakes, gets it back out to Ethan, tries to spin move away, runs into traffic, so he kicks it back out to Cavante for three. It's short, rebound right back to Shaw, up and in with a follow. Again, stick with itness here for the Silver Streaks on the offensive glass tonight. Puts them up by three.
Yeah, five offensive rebounds in this first 4 minutes of the second quarter have been the difference in getting us the lead.
Halfway through the second quarter, Streaks by three, 12-9. Up top, Maurice Chambers. Left side, Failish. Works his way inside the arc. Line drive, 18-footer, won't go down. JJ controls and hangs onto the rebound on the weak side.
Looks like Failish has got carte blanche to shoot any time he gets open for Warren.
JJ left corner, off the front rim for three. Jokic with the rebound for Warren. Back come the Blue Devils quickly into the front court to Failish. To the outside, Jokic for three. That won't go. Thompson lost it as it got deflected away from behind, but Shaw clears the board for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Galesburg, looking to build on a three-point lead here. 3:30 to go for the half. Ethan fires a long three. They left him open, and he hit it off the back of the rim, and the long rebound bounces out to Jokic for Warren. They said Streaks have become a jump-shooting team, especially over that Warren zone. On the outside, Chambers. They've shot up their fair share of outside perimeter shots, too. This is Jokic on the left side, trying to drive pass range. JJ catches up to him, and a nice floater by Jokic with the arm almost behind his head when he let that one go, and that pulls Warren within one at 12-11, 3 minutes to go for the half.
And again, Thompson left his man just a little late as he went over there and tried to block that shot, but it got by his fingertips.
Ross, Meeker on the outside, JJ left corner. They cleared away from him, so he takes the opening and then comes up short on the shot. And apparently Warren got a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. 12-11 Galesburg, 2:45 to go, first half. Dunlap, as you heard Jim mention earlier, defeated Manuka earlier this afternoon. So Dunlap's now 2-1 of the tournament. Manuka drops to 1-2. Silver Streaks trying to go 2-1 as well. Maine South is at 3-0 in the tournament right now. That's who Galesburg will play Monday morning. Meeker, Ross on the outside. 2.5 minutes to go for the half. Down low, Thompson puts the ball on the floor. Four players around him again. Now they back off. Little baby hook is off the back of the rim. Gets it back, drives to the basket. And we're going to have a foul call. The officials blow the whistles. They look at each other. They are going to call the foul on Warren, and Eric Thompson will shoot two.
Well, as you talk with Mike Reynolds in the pregame, we need more points inside. Eric Thompson, you could see his mind working. Originally thought, I don't want to shoot that. And all of a sudden, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to shoot now. And so put it up about half-heartedly, and it didn't go in, but he stuck right with it. Went hard to the basket. Not a pretty move, but at least enough to want to draw the foul. But as we've talked a number of times, it doesn't do us a whole lot good to get Eric to the line because he doesn't even shoot 50% there.
He makes one of two. The first one dropped him to an even 40% on the season. And now he makes a second one. It's Galesburg by two, 13-11, full timeout with 2:22 to go in the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I know how you can give back this year.
Buy a tractor for Knox Prairie Community Kitchen.
Now, you don't have to shoulder all the cost. In fact, $20 would actually do it.
Twice a month over the past 4 years, Knox Prairie Community Kitchen has helped feed thousands during their free meals.
And the gardening and growing and harvesting of some of that food would be tons easier with this tractor.
Now, we know you're not giving to get something back, but when you do help, you could put an amazing playhouse built by Western Illinois Builders Association in your backyard.
Help get that tractor now at galesburg.info, keyword kitchen.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
2:22 to go in the second quarter. Two's all over the place. 2-point lead for the Silver Streaks, trying to break a two-game losing streak in their second game of the day here at the Martin Luther King Tournament. Any other twos you can think of we can work in there, Jim?
Yeah, I don't know. That's 2-2-2. Two fouls to second quarter.
Two field goals for Warren.
Second game second of the day.
Quarter. Warren with the ball. They run the baseline pass. Now get it in up top to John Lewis over Meeker. Drives it into the front court. Stops at the top of the arc. Left side over to Nick Turner.
The guy that had it was number 22 there.
There you go. Failish swings it around. Into the hands of Turner on the outside. Approaching the two-minute mark here in the first half. On the left side, Maurice Chambers. Now on the left side to Turner. Patience by Warren. Basket ties the game. A three-pointer puts him in the lead. Up to the top of the circle. Hesitation drive. Now drawing the lane with a right hand. Missed shot. Rebound putback won't go either. Devin Ross comes down with it. Into the front court comes Galesburg. Swinging it into the left corner. Meeker drives baseline. Between two defenders. Step back shot off the back of the rim. Rebound Jokic for Warren. Minute and a half to go first half. 13-11. Galesburg by two. If you're just joining us, no, it's not the first quarter, 13-11. It's the first half. We're almost to halftime, just 24 points total between these two teams. Jokic working his way to the right elbow. Now around the screen, trying to get freed up. J.J. kind of goes underneath it on the inside by Turner. Now to the outside, Chambers driving, and it's kicked by Ross on a bounce pass intended to go through the lane, and Warren will have to inbound it. Zach Schultz back into the game for Warren. John Lewis sits down, so they gain an inch on the floor. Schultz listed at 6'3". Minute 10 to go, first half. 13-11, Streaks by two. Warren with the ball. And we're going to have a foul on Galesburg, I think, on a hold or a push.
It's like Shaw, maybe?
On Ethan Meeker.
Huh, didn't see that one.
Now, based on Ethan's reaction, I had a feeling it was on him. On the inbound to Failish, but then Ethan covers him up quickly to avoid the three-point shot. First foul of the game on Meeker, just the third team foul on the Streaks, only four team fouls on Warren. Not a whole lot of interior play between these two teams with a lot of outside jump shots. Under a minute to go. Warren trying to tie this game up or take the lead as we draw down the first half. On the outside, Schultz tried to go back door to Chambers, went up high for the pass, and then on the give and go to the outside, Jokic cutting in with a layup, ties the game at 13.
Well, that was nice. You thought you stopped the play on the lob, and then the guy cuts in on the other side, and he shoots him the ball across the lane for an easy layup.
Meeker cut off on the hesitation drive, gets it to JJ, drives, and he had Kevontae Shaw on the weak side, and the ball's deflected over to Kevontae, drives, it's batted back out to Eric Thompson, and got held, and there's the call as Jokic reached out and grabbed him from the back of the jersey, and the officials did see it. Jokic with his first foul, five team fouls on the Blue Devils, and Ethan Meeker will inbound from the sideline down below us. Back into the game, C.J. Payaway for Warren as Turner sits down for the Blue Devils. Tied at 13, 26 seconds to go, end of the first half. Ross, front court Meeker, left corner Range. Dribbles it back out, Meeker swings it right side over to Ross, backs up near midcourt. Streaks one hold for the last shot, Warren settling back in that 3-2 zone. Ross, Meeker glances at the clock with 10 seconds to go. To the right side, Ross. Into the right corner, Shaw. Drives baseline, skips it back out. Meeker's open for three. Measured it and hits it. And that's the end of the first half. Silver Streaks take a little boost into the locker room with a three-point lead, 16-13. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. Talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 16-13 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Meet John.
I got a Dodge and my brother was a Chevy guy. One day he came home with a Ford F-150 and I was like, wow, you're kidding me.
Make that a Ford truck guy.
He said he liked the payload of the F-150 and the fact that it can haul 2,300 pounds. Even with a camper and the snowmobile in the back, he can still pull it all and get great mileage.
Come on, John, you know you want to drive it.
So he let me drive his big bad Ford, and I never would have guessed it was a V6. It felt like a V8 truck, and it doesn't feel like you give up any power. It felt great.
How about that? He likes Ford trucks.
Through the back roads, up the hills, plenty of passing power on the highway. With the new F-150, they really did get ahead. Best truck for your buck.
That was poetic, John. I'm Scott Kelm from Yum Ford. All over the area, the switch is on to America's favorite brand. Stop out for a test drive soon and find out yourself why so many truck owners have made the switch to Ford. At Yum Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL. Galesburg with a 16-13 lead over the Blue Devils of Gurnee Warren. Third game for both teams of the Martin Luther King tournament, second of the day. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Moline won two games at their own Martin Luther King tournament earlier today as they defeated Urbana in the earlier game, and then in the second game they had a runaway. It was an absolute blowout. And now I'm not finding it, but I'll find that one for you. Earlier today, Pekin defeated Richwoods 42-34. Here at the half, the Streaks lead Gurnee Warren 16-13. Wow. Also, earlier today here in this tournament, Silver Streaks lost to Minooka. Rockford East lost big to Dunlap, then lost to Maine South in the game right before this one. Maine South defeated Warren earlier today, and then Dunlap came back in the first game of the night session, beat Minooka. Galesburg girls winners over Peoria earlier today, 71-62, and then lost to Normal U-High 48-42 this afternoon here at John Thiel Gymnasium. So that's a quick look at your scoreboard. Here again, Streaks lead 16-13 at the half. Let's take a look at some of our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Jim, what do you have?
Well, big improvement for the Silver Streaks, at least handling the ball in the second quarter. We had seven turnovers in the first quarter. I didn't have them for one in that second
quarter.
Nor did
I. Did
you?
No.
Okay, so that was huge.
I had Warren for only one in the quarter.
Yeah, so seven in the half for them, or excuse me, four in the half for them total. Field goals never did improve for either team. This game is as stinky shooting the ball as we feared that it might be coming in. Wow. Silver Streaks, 2 of 8 in the first quarter, 4 of 16 in the second quarter, 6 of 24, 25%.
So they doubled them both.
And
doubled their shots and doubled their shot total.
Yeah, and Warren, no bargain, 3 of 13 the first quarter, 3 of 8 the second. They're 6 of 22 at 27%. Just really awful, awful offense right now.
Outside shooting, Warren only 1 for 8 from three-point range. Silver Streaks are 3 of 13. And free throw shooting, Warren is 0 for 2 from the line. Silver Streaks are 1 for 2. And when you get all those jump shots from the outside, you're not going to get a whole lot of free throws in the game. But it all adds up to a 16-13 lead here at the half. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half individual scoring for these two teams. And we'll get a word from the locker room with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 16, Warren 13 here at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The money seems to come out of nowhere.
$200 in cash.
Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, our first cash winner for wearing the purple WGIL button.
You couldn't have come at a better time. I'm going to go shopping.
Congratulations to our $200 button winner from WGIL.
Thank you very much, WGIL. Go spend some money.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Yem Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge, and Ram at Bates Collision Center or at Arby's in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com. WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. Knox County Right to Life invites you to attend their annual interdenominational prayer service on Sunday the 25th. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. at First Christian Church at 301 North Broad Street in Galesburg. For more information, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening, becoming a chance of only flurries tonight after midnight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunshine with a high of 42. Monday night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 35. And Tuesday night, cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 35 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
16-13 Streaks here at the half, leading Gurney Warren. Final game of the day in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. As you can imagine, with just 29 points total between the two teams, not a whole lot of big offensive numbers individually. Jovan Jokic leads Warren with 4 points in the first half. Jake Failish has 3. Maurice Chambers, John Lewis, and Nick Turner each have 2. Jason Dorsey, C.J. Payaway, and Zach Schultz have also played but have not scored for the Blue Devils. Ethan Meeker leads the Streaks with 6. Devin Ross has 4. J.J. Range, 3. Kevontae Shaw, 2. And Eric Thompson, 1. So all the points in the first half for the Silver Streaks come from the starters. Darius Sammons and Cody Hawthorne have come in off the bench but have not scored, although Hawthorne leads the Silver Streaks in rebounding with 5 in that first half. One other score to give you. Rock Island leads Geneseo. Just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter at last check there. And the Rocks were pulling away at 53-42. So I'll try to keep an eye on that one as the night goes along as well. Here at 16-13 Silver Streaks. And Rock Island now leads at the end of the third quarter. There we go. 57-50. Drew Himmelman. Only 5 points. The big man for the Maple Leafs. Silver Streaks back out onto the floor with 2.5 minutes remaining on the clock. No sign of the Blue Devils from Warren yet. So I imagine we'll get a word with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here fairly soon. Galesburg trying to find its way. The offense has been hard to come by. Last night was just a terrific, inspired defensive battle with the number 8 Rock Island Rocks. Galesburg ended up falling 42-41. Now, earlier today, they struggled to score 45 points and lost by 10 to Minooka. At the rate this pace, the rate this game is going, they'll be in the 30s at the end of the night. But as long as Warren is in the 20s, you know, Silver Streaks will take that. But it's been a real offensive struggle as the coaching staff comes out. So we get ready to turn things over to Jim Lee down on the sideline. As always, our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's go down. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
All right, right out of the tunnel and onto the radio here, Steve. You know, first half kind of what we thought it might be because Warren struggles to score too.
Yeah, they struggle to score. They've done a good job controlling tempo. Their zone has been very effective. We haven't got the ball into the high post area so we can get it opposite where our shooters are. That's a real key that we talked about. Get the ball going from one side to the next so the zone can't rotate and shift against it. If we do that, we're going to get better shots. We've done a good job guarding down here. We've given up a couple of screen and rolls, but for the most part, we've made them shoot contested shots and one shot and done for them. So we've got to get the ball moving here on the offensive end.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. The bad news, Galesburg only 16 points in the first half. The good news is they lead. Ethan Meeker with a three-pointer right before the end of the first half. Puts the streaks on top, 16-13. Meeker again led the streaks in scoring with six in that first half. He's 2-for-6 from behind the arc, 2-for-9 overall shooting in the game. He comes back out onto the floor with Eric Thompson, Devin Ross, Kevontae Shaw, and J.J. Range, the five starters for the Silver Streaks to begin quarter number three. The Blue Devils send Failish out along with Zach Schultz, Jovan Jokic, Maurice Chambers, and Nick Turner. So their starting five will begin the second half as well. From the backcourt into the front court is Jokic. Right side it goes over to Maurice Chambers right in front of the Warren bench with Ryan Weber standing on the sideline with his arms crossed across his chest. Quick pass down low. Good feed from the outside to Turner for the low blocks. Easily put it up and in. And that pulls Warren back within one at 16-15. Again, the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press will be picked up now, backing up into the half court, poked away from the backside by Maurice Chambers into the front court. Ross brings it back with a feed to Ethan Meeker, runs into a man down the lane, and he blasts over Zach Schultz. Meeker had the ball poked away from behind, and then he looked back trying to get a hold of it, and his momentum took him right into Schultz, and the offensive foul called for the 8th Galesburg turnover. And second personal on Meeker.
No turnovers in the second quarter, and it's a turnover, but I don't really count charges. I mean, I do, but on the scheme of things, it's not a ball handling error or anything. It still counts as a turnover.
Up top, Jokic, left side over to Failish. He'll step to the left, fires a three, and hits it.
Use the screen for the big guy, Turner, just enough to get open and let that one fly at an angle and hit the three.
Warren playing with some energy now. They've come out with a little more spark here in the third quarter, and they lead by two with an early 5-0 burst 1 minute into the second half. Silver Streaks looking for some offensive movement, trying to get this team going. They need a fire lit under themselves as well. This is Range with it on the right wing. Inlet pass to Thompson. Tries to push off a little bit. Gets the baby hook from the baseline. Ties the game back up with his first basket of the game.
A tough shot. He got the ball, had the one dribble to the baseline, was fending the guy off with the left hand, and then a high, that's an Abdul-Jabbar type, maybe not a true sky hook that time, but he was out there a ways. That was a tough shot.
Maurice Chambers back up top. Left side it goes over to Schultz. Top of the arc it goes Turner.
Younger listeners are going, who's Abdul-Jabbar?
Jumper from the outside, a block by Devin Ross. On Maurice Chambers, Kevontae Shaw with the rebound down low. Streaks in transition. Ross with the jumper at the other end after the block, but that wouldn't go down. And Failish with the rebound. We remain tied at 18. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Hey, even the little kid on the airplane knew that was Abdul-Jabbar in the cockpit.
Yeah, but that was 25 years ago.
No, that was 40 years ago.
Oh, come on. Don't do that to me.
All right, 37 years ago. So younger listeners are going, what's he talking about in the cockpit? Foul in the Silver Streaks on the floor. That'll be the third of the game on Ethan Meeker. A little reach foul going for a steal, and now the Streaks call a 30-second timeout to regroup. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Just a 30-second timeout. Tied at 18 between the Blue Devils and the Silver Streaks.
Well, at least after getting behind, able to get the thing tied up again here. A low-scoring game like this, every basket is an adventure. I mean, it's a big deal when you score a basket right now. It's kind of like when you go watch the YMCA kids play, and they turn the flaps, and one basket you get a big cheer because there's just not many baskets made, and unfortunately that's the way this one has been so far tonight.
Yeah, it seems trite to say one basket could make the difference, but this is the kind of game where one basket
at any point, yeah,
a conversion that, you know, it could be an especially well-run play, a special point of the game, you know, a 5-0 run could be the difference in this game, the way things are going.
Who knows? The Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game could come in the next few seconds. You never know.
So 5.5 to go here in the third quarter, tied at 18. Quick jumper by Failish from the right corner. Won't go, and a foul on the rebound by Warren. We'll send it the other direction. They're going to call Turner for pushing off, and that's the third on their big guy. Shaw, Ross, Meeker in the backcourt. Thompson, Range, and waiting in the front court. As now the side-to-side passing gets it into the front court between Meeker and Ross. Onto the right wing it goes to J.J. Range. Skips it back up top to Devin. Thought about driving, gives it back to J.J. He'll fire the open three. Good. Second three-point basket of the game for J.J. Range. He has six. Galesburg by three, 21-18.
J.J. stayed in that spot until the ball came back to him, and he had that one measured really well. You knew he was hoping the ball would make its way back. It did, and he was quick on his feet to let that jump shot fly with some confidence that time, and the Streaks get the lead.
Ties Meeker for the lead scoring honors in this game. Streaks have switched to a zone themselves now, a 1-3-1. And Coach Ryan Weber, I think, seeing that his team was pretty baffled by that, calls a timeout. 4:46 to go, third quarter, a full timeout for the Blue Devils. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
4:46 to go in the third quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. 21-18 Silver Streaks. 6 points for J.J. Range. 6 points for Ethan Meeker. Streaks have made two of three baskets here in the third quarter. And, you know, they're going to burn the place down. They're shooting so hot right now.
Yeah, that's two out of three. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, come to think of it, Warren's two out of three as well. So everybody hold back here a little bit. We are really taking over all of a sudden. No, we hope that keeps up.
Well, you called that right on the timeout, though, because we went to that zone, and Warren was just standing out by half court looking around, and now, of course, they come out of the timeout. And yeah, I guess we're still going to zone. I thought maybe we were going to take man.
Scooping to the baseline. Now skipping it back out to nobody. A toss into the backcourt by Chambers. Chased down by Devin. He gets pushed from the back. Yep. Oh, and a travel call. Yeah, Devin was off balance a little bit. He got helped out with the push, and the officials are going to say the travel call came before it. Mike Reynolds barking at one official saying, hey, the other guy on the opposite side was going to call a foul. Listen to him. Go talk to him. But instead, Warren gets to inbound after the bad turnover that almost led into a Streaks run out. Now the Blue Devils have it back, trying to get back into the game. Failish could tie it, and it's in and out from the wing. Rebound off Eric Thompson. Gets tied up by two players, and falling backward, trying to draw the charge is Zach Schultz. He'll draw the defensive foul instead. Failish didn't miss that three by much.
Devin Ross talking with the official there, and Devin got teed up earlier today. In that game, we had two tees. Mike Reynolds got one, and Devin Ross the other, and that lost to Minooka.
Into the front court, Ross. Here's Eric Thompson down the lane, and they're going to call a travel on him. Looked like he took an extra step. And now this time the far official does overrule the official down low, which is exactly what Mike Reynolds wanted from the communication last time. They didn't do it. This time the far official does overrule him, and now we're going to have another technical foul on Mike. Because there's no communication going on the officiating crew right now. They didn't get the call the first time. One, the far official overrules the other one, and it goes against the Silver Streaks again, and Mike is ticked.
On the other end, Ryan Weber calmly looking at his clipboard and probably thinking, I think we caught a break or two here. Could use those.
He's got his back turned to everybody, and the first free throw rolls off by Failing. So technical foul by the Silver Streaks. Second free throw by Failish rolls through. That makes it a two-point game at 21-19. And Warren has the ball and a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Galesburg. They have two remaining now with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Well, this game's gotten a little more interesting now, hasn't it?
Yeah, not a lot more points, but certainly a little more passion out there. Thanks, officials. You brought the level of passion into the gym here.
And certainly it's a reflection of the frustration that the Silver Streaks are feeling right now.
Yes, absolutely. You know, little things get, you know, turnover here or there when we were a 70 and 80 point team didn't matter. You just took it and go. Games like this, all of a sudden they get magnified. It's so seldom that we get any opportunities to break out and get to the rim. And now we've had two in the last couple of possessions and had two turnovers and a technical.
Bounce pass to the right side. A three from the corner is good for Maurice Chambers. So Warren looks fired up. They came out with a spark at the beginning of the third quarter. And it was Galesburg falling behind. They responded. Now will they respond again? A high pass goes to J.J. Range on the right side. He drives, dishes to Thompson into the left corner. Shaw drives baseline, off balance, missed the shot. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on Warren. And Ryan Weber has to sit down with a grimace smile on his face. And I think he felt like he had the charge on Kevontae Shaw. But instead it ended up as a defensive foul against Warren. And that's the fourth of the game now on Nick Turner.
Yeah, Turner, wrong place, wrong time there. They were not about to call that against the Silver Streaks after the last two. And I think they probably very well could have called a charge there and probably been right on it. But the way the game had evolved here in the last couple of minutes, they if they wanted to not get yelled out of the gym, they about had to call that one on Warren.
So shot at the free throw line, and the first one is an air ball. Well, I take it it wasn't entirely an air ball. It did hit the net. But it went anywhere close to the rim. Streaks down by one, 3:36 to go third quarter, rather. Geneseo has pulled within 4 points of Rock Island, 66-62, as Shaw hits the second free throw. Ties the game at 22, 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Lobbing it into the front court. Right side Schultz and a travel call.
That's a delayed call.
It sure was. And Ryan Weber up on his feet quickly, barking at the official. But I think he knew it was a travel, and he was more upset with the delayed whistle. First Warren turnover of the third quarter, I believe. Is it not, Jim?
Two.
They
turned it over that time where we had the breakout and
that's right.
Gave it back to him.
A high pass. This time Shaw can't go up for it. Streaks have had a lot of high passes in this game. And they turn it over for the 10th time. Third time in the half, right?
I got my pen's happy. I've got them for four now.
Okay. So 11 Galesburg turnovers for the game, 6 for Gurney Warren, and still tied at 22 with 3:19 to go third quarter.
Yeah, that's right. We had the charge for Meeker and then the two traveling calls and then the throw over there, so four.
Drawing the defense out high, C.J. Payaway gets it right side over to Jokic. Now back to Payaway on the left side. It goes to Jake Falish. They swing it around top. Jokic for three. Good. Oh, don't want them starting to heat up from the outside. Falish, Chambers, and now Jokic all have a three-pointer here in the third quarter. And the War and the Blue Devils lead by three, and now the Streaks turn it over. A bad pass. Two-on-one break at the other end, and the layup for Chambers. 27-22 Blue Devils. Ross, front court, and the noise you hear is coming from the team that's farthest away in this tournament. Meeker trying to dribble away from Payaway, drives, J.J. left corner, three rolls off the rim, rebound put back Shaw, too strong, and a foul called, and Ryan Weber started to lose patience with the officiating crew. And Shaw's going to go to the line.
Well, with the little run there by Warren, it feels like we're down more than we are. It's just a five-point game, 2:30 to go third quarter. But I think, Warren, the combination of getting a couple of turnovers, some baskets, and then all the noise they were making in an otherwise quiet gymnasium led you to think they were about to blow the game out. And Shaw hits the first free throw and is back to a four-point game.
Wasn't all that long ago we said a little 5-0 run may be the difference in the game, and that's what Warren had there until Shaw made the first free throw and the second one as well. He's got three for the half, five for the game. 27-24, Blue Devils, rather, by three. Harkening back to the old Warren County, Warren High School Warriors, right?
That's right.
2:20 to go, third quarter. Blue Devils by three. Pass up top to Falish, guarded by Meeker. Streaks look a little more energized here defensively. Let's see if they can take advantage, not overplay. Instead, it's Payway driving in, and a block and a blocking foul called on Eric Thompson is his first.
Well, that's one of those where a guard will go in like that, not really thinking they're going to make a basket, just trying to draw a foul, and he did exactly that. Got the big man to swat there, and so Payway goes to the line for two.
Take it back. It was actually Maurice Chambers who makes the first free throw. Blue Devils by four. Chambers with six in this quarter, eight for the game. 28-24. Warren leading the Silver Streaks. Just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still a ton of time left in this one. Makes them both. Blue Devils back on top by five. Again, Warren comes in with an under 500 record. Silver Streaks after a 17-0 start, trying to break a two-game losing streak, trailing by five. Meeker scoops it into the corner to Range. Skips it back up top. Ross, right side, Shaw for three. Good.
Shaw, just like J.J. Range a few minutes ago in that same spot, waiting for the ball to come, and it got there. He'd had time to get the feel for what he wanted to do and put it in with confidence.
Joe kick across midcourt, lost the handle on it. He looked away. The ball went out in front of him. Now Shaw takes a one-on-three all the way with a left hand. And he's got eight in the quarter. Suddenly we're tied at 29, and Kevonte Shaw makes a bid at a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It forces a Warren timeout with a minute 31 to go in the third quarter.
Looks like they'll have a 30 there, and with a minute and a half to go in the quarter, I was a little surprised Coach Weber took the timeout right there, but wanted to stem the tide as the crowd had suddenly got into it and I think became a factor in the Silver Streaks' little run.
Keeping an eye on the Rock Island Geneseo game, trying to get a final from there as the Maple Leafs pulled back within four. Haven't seen one on my Twitter feed yet, a final that is from that one, but I do see that Augustana, number one team in Division III, getting quite a battle from Wheaton College, but leading 75-71 just up the road in the Quad Cities. There's about 2 minutes to play in that game, I think. Tied at 29, minute 31 to go here in the third quarter. Streaks have answered the Warren run with a little 5-0 spurt of their own. Blue Devils with the ball. Jokic on the right wing. Back up top through the hands of Payaway, but nobody was guarding him closely, so he was able to pick it up and get it away to Chambers. Now Jokic comes out high for it. Gives it away to Payaway. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Coming out high for it is John Lewis. Now they swing it back into the midcourt circle to Chambers. Around the screen, Ross fights through it. They reverse it back to Payaway. Fakes the pass. Shaw covers him up. Gets it away to Maurice Chambers. Now Jokic around the screen. Fires a three. In and out. Rebound Cody Hawthorne. Leads the Streaks with six rebounds in the game and very limited time for the Streaks. Devin Ross across midcourt. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. We're tied up. Into the left corner, Shaw. Tried to drive baseline and a hand check foul called on Payaway will be his second and the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils. Just a shade under 40 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Still haven't seen anything on your Jayhawks yet. I've been checking ESPN. Kansas playing at Iowa State tonight.
It's a four-point lead for the Cyclones, the last I saw.
Okay. Big Ten today, Iowa beat Ohio State. Maryland beat Michigan State.
Rocks lead Geneseo by nine with under 30 seconds to go in the game, so it looks like the number eight Rocks will prevail in a hard-fought weekend for them. Down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter here. Tied at 29. Streaks spread it out, trying to hold for the last shot. Meeker left corner. Shaw right wing. Range and Ross out high. Ross has the ball on his left hip, standing in the midcourt circle of a basketball. And Cody Hawthorne is down on the left low blocks, just outside the paint with 13 seconds to go. Tied at 29. Streaks trying to take a third quarter lead here. Ross works his way to the left side. Hands off to Ethan. Fakes a long three. Steps left. Fires it and hits it. With 3 seconds to go, his first shot attempt of the third quarter. Warren will heave it, and it's off the back of the rim from just over half court. 32-29, Galesburg at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef, beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy, beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Congratulations to Dean Aiken of Galesburg. Dean won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks have the ball to begin quarter number four. J.J. Range left corner. Three again, and the Streaks have their biggest lead of the night. J.J. with three three-pointers. Suddenly, it's Galesburg 35, Gurney Warren 29. Just underway in the fourth quarter. This is Payaway. Right side over to Zach Schultz, trying to drive in on Cody Hawthorne. Got a little shoulder down, backed Hawthorne off, but he passed it behind into Maurice Chambers instead. Ball on the floor, they turn it over.
Dribbled it off his foot, out of bounds. So turnover number eight on Warren. And the Silver Streaks getting that momentum late in the third quarter and trying to carry it to a win here.
A three-pointer by Meeker at the end of the third. A three-pointer by Range to open the fourth. Galesburg by six. Meeker battered across the midcourt line and diving, falling down, and a foul called on Warren as Ethan was facing a tough double team out just inside of half court. And the foul ends up bailing him out.
Yep. Yeah, bailed out a turnover because the pass he let fly wasn't going to end up where he intended. So, but the foul may have had something to do with that as he was getting shoved up to that timeline. Meeker set a three-pointer at the end of the half and the third quarter.
We played a minute here in quarter number four, 35-29 Galesburg. Streaks get it back across midcourt. Here's Rashaw, right wing. That three goes off. And the rebound by Jokic for Gurney Warren.
Getting some nice open looks. We didn't have an open look like that all afternoon against Minooka. They were tough on defense. But Warren seems to be a little wearing out a little bit defensively. We're getting some nice looks from the perimeter.
Mike Reynolds said he hoped that zone defense would allow the Streaks to get some more of those open looks. Minute and a half into the fourth quarter. Up top, this is Failish. Now right side, it goes over to Jokic. Tries to spin away from J.J. Range. Now they get it back out to Failish, guarded by Meeker. Meeker works around a screen on the inside. Failish picks up his dribble, needs help, gets it over to Jokic on the right side. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Streaks lead by 6, 35-29. And the crowd applauding the Galesburg defensive effort here. Warren hasn't gotten the ball inside the three-point arc on this possession yet. Turner on the outside. Up top it goes to Schultz. Now to Jokic on the left wing. Inlet pass intended for Turner. Turnaround jumper. Missed it, but a foul called on the Silver Streaks down inside the paint. And that'll put Nick Turner at the free throw line.
When he gets the ball there, not much you can do because he just leans that big body in there. And you just got to hope he missed the shot. That time we fouled him.
First foul of the game on Kevonte Shaw. Five team fouls on the Streaks. Six against the Blue Devils. First free throw up and in for Nick Turner. First point of the fourth quarter for the Blue Devils. 5 points in the game for Turner, who's playing with four fouls. 35-30, Streaks by five. Under 5:50 to play in the game. Second free throw up and off the back of the rim. Rebound reaching up for it. Payaway, turn around with the right hand, it's good.
And that free throw was so bad, it allowed the guy from the two spot to get the rebound.
Pulls Warren back within three at 35-32, and another turnover nearly for Warren, but Meeker chases down the loose ball. Now its pocket is picked by Payaway, and he can't handle the ball, knocking it out of bounds at the end of the Galesburg bench. The front end of the bench, so the Streaks will have to inbound it right in front of the scoring table. Ooh, and Shaw nearly with a backcourt violation. He just got the feet down in the backcourt as he hopped from the front court into the backcourt in the inbound pass. Skips it up top, left side, right to left, over to Ethan Meeker, now back up top outside the arc to Ross. Left side Meeker, drives to the left side of the lane, bounce pass soft one for J.J., puts the ball on the floor, chases it down, gets it to Hawthorne in the lane, pump fakes, puts it up, rolls off, rebound Schultz for Warren. That was a turnover waiting to happen for the Silver Streaks. I felt fortunate they even just got a shot off there.
Yeah, Range with great determination to chase that ball clear down the baseline, but then I thought we might get a lane violation. That didn't come, and we actually got a pretty good shot out of it by Hawthorne. It just wouldn't go.
Under five to play in the ball game. Silver Streaks leading by three. Warren trying to get within one or tie it up. Driving down the lane, holding on to the ball to the basket is Chambers as Streaks reached in. Got a hand on it. They're going to get called for the reach foul. And that's going to put Chambers at the line.
Well, every
first
time
foul of the game on Devin Ross.
In the second half, each team has had moments where they thought they were taking control of the game, only to find out pretty quickly that they weren't. And that's what we said. You know, 4 or 5 point lead goes away pretty fast, and neither team's really been able to build much beyond that.
Chambers with the first free throw. Warren back within two now at 35-33. They've scored four straight after the Streaks got a three at the end of the third and a three to begin the fourth to pull open a six-point lead. Second free throw, it's a one-point game. Chambers makes them both. He has nine for the half, 11 for the game. 35-34, Galesburg by one. Rock Island holds off Geneseo, 78-68. They are 14-2 on the season now. Ross into the front court, J.J. Range in the left corner, 4.5 minutes to go for the game. Streaks by one. On the outside, Meeker. Right side, dribbles toward the top of the arc, passes it away, and now gets it back from Ross. Into the right corner, Shaw pulls it back up top. Meeker trying to feel his way through the lane, gets it over to Range on the wing. JJ backs up, picks it up, gets it up to Ross. Devin fakes right, fakes left, drives, one-hand floater up and in with the right hand. First basket of the second half for Devin. He has six for the game.
A good recognition by Devin. I don't think they're really respecting his ability to drive that time. They thought he was going to kick it in the corner. He just took it in with that runner, makes it, now Ryan Weber calls a timeout.
37-34 Streaks. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Full timeout for the Blue Devils. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It's the GHS Girls versus Quincy Notre Dame Monday afternoon in the Martin Luther King Tournament. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 1:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final from Rock Island as Wheaton College takes number one Augustana right down to the wire. But the Vikings get a couple of free throws with 7 seconds left and hold off Wheaton College 78-74. Number one Augustana now 15-1 on the season, 5-0 in the conference. Halfway through the fourth quarter here, Warren coming out of a full timeout, trailing the Silver Streaks 37-34. Blue Devils with the ball. Chambers on the outside, reverses directions to Schultz, has an opening on the perimeter. He's not going to take it, tries to penetrate in on Shaw. Kevonte reaches in, gets a hand on it, knocks it away from a spinning Schultz, and it's out of bounds back to the Devils.
We can hear Ryan Weber from here yelling, that's a hack, that's a hack.
Pretty quick hands by Kevonte just to reach in and then pull his hand back as quickly as he reached in. On the outside, Famish on the jumper, the catch and the release and the three-pointer, and Failish ties this game up at 37. 3:35 to go in the game. Failish with 7 in the half, 10 for the game. He missed 4 of his first 5. He's missed, made 2 of his last 3. Shaw driving in from the right side. And contact, apparently. That almost looked like an anticipation foul by the officials. I'm not sure I saw the contact, but Kevonte is going to get 2 free throws as the fourth foul of the game has been called on Jovan Jokic for Warren. So he's got 4. And Nick Turner has 4 for the Blue Devils. Ethan Meeker has 3 for the Streaks. Nobody else anywhere near foul trouble as Shaw's first free throw hits the front of the rim. Shaw with 8 in the third quarter, 10 for the game. Scoreless through the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter here. Second free throw off the front of the rim, and we're still tied at 37. Jokic with the rebound for Warren. He's got 6 boards for the Blue Devils. Failish into the front court. Warren looking for its first lead since being up late in the third quarter. Up top into the midcourt circle to Failish. 3:10 to go in the game. 37 apiece here at the Martin Luther King Tournament. Warren looking for its first victory. And a foul called on J.J. Range. That was a quick foul. He was guarding Jokic out in the half-court line.
Puts him in the bonus.
Second foul of the game on J.J. Pretty quick on that one.
Just like it was a quick foul on Warren against Shaw that worked out well for them when Cavante missed both free throws. This one did not work out well for us as Jokic nails the first one.
Puts the Blue Devils back on top, 38-37 with the second one coming. High arcing shot off the front of the rim. Schultz tried to deflect it out, and then Thompson runs back. Gets tied up with Jokic, and I think they're going to call Jokic on the reach foul instead of the tie-up. Ryan Weber pulls the jacket off on that one. That sure looked like it could have been a held ball.
Yeah.
And instead, it ends up fouling Jokic out of the game. That may be a huge call with 2:55 to go in this one. Jokic fouls out with 8 points and leading rebounder with 6 for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming at all. And in that scenario, that's almost always a held ball unless there was some sort of an elbow or a hook in there that maybe we couldn't see from this vantage point.
But again, it sends Eric Thompson to the free throw line, and he misses, and the rebound chased down by Zach Schultz. So it's still a one-point lead for the Blue Devils at 38-37, 2:50 to go in the game. Between the circles, Maurice Chambers. And they'll show a lot of patience on here as much as they can. Works his way to the top of the arc. Gives it back to Felix. Driving in from the right side. Gets it out to Payaway. Fakes the pass. Now back to Chambers. Backs it up near half court. They'll take some time off the clock. He loses Ross on the outside. Fakes the pass. And then he runs in with the ball, carrying it for the travel. When he faked the pass, and then he ended up taking an extra step on his way to the basket, just hung on to it too long. That's a 9th Blue Devil turnover. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Ross, Meeker in the backcourt. Devin brings it across midcourt. The trap comes. He gets it away to Ethan on the right side. 38-37, Blue Devils. Into the left corner, Range. Picks up his dribble back out to Ross. Left side high, out of the elbow. Approaching the 2-minute mark for the game. JJ, hesitation drive. Forces up a shot and a bad one. Turner with a rebound as JJ didn't come anywhere close to the rim.
Yeah, and they've made sure that Turner gets out in the corner and defends and is not letting J.J. get that three-point shot off. And then the drive to the basket, yeah, he really didn't seem to have a good idea what he wanted to do with the ball that time. And so now Warren with the hammer, the one-point lead, about 1:40 to go here.
Both teams in the bonus with 7 team fouls. 1:39 to play. Warren with the ball and a one-point lead, and Cavante Shaw all over Zach Schultz on the outside. They're going to put Schultz on the line. He missed 2 free throws back in the second quarter. He's scoreless for the game. Second foul of the game on Cavante Shaw. Schultz to the line. Scoreless for the night. Front end of the 1-1. On the way, and a line drive shot off the front of the rim. Thompson with a rebound.
Well, he and Eric Thompson, I don't know who's the worst free throw shooter. They're both not good.
Whew. Meeker on the outside, drives to the top of the arc, gives it off to Ross on the left side. Shaw fakes right, drives left, and Schultz gets in front of Shaw, trying to cut him off going to the baseline. That'll be the second foul of the game on Schultz. It'll put Cavante at the line for a 1-1 with 1:22 to go in the game, and the streak's down 1.
Well, I think it made it tough on Ryan Weber when Jokic fouled out, and so Schultz is having to be in there, and he struggles from the line. So each team's got a guy that the other team wants to foul anytime they can. Shaw makes the free throw, and we're tied at 38.
That was big for Cavante after he just missed 2 at the free throw line about 1 minute ago. Down on that end of the court. Ties the game with the first one. Puts the streaks on top of the second one. Maybe that's a Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. If it ends up being the game winner, streaks lead by 1 with 1:18 to play. In the backcourt, Chambers. Now into the frontcourt, Turner, who's still on the floor with 4 fouls of his own.
You know Felix wants to shoot. He's the one guy we can't let beat us. JJ's on him. We've got to keep him covered up.
Maurice Chambers has hit a big 3-pointer back in the third quarter. He has not taken a shot in the fourth quarter yet. On the give and go. Lob into Schultz, driving in. Puts the ball on the floor, lays it up and in. Blue Devils regain the lead, 40-39. Back and forth game. Neither team is led by more than 6 tonight. Under 1 minute to go in the game, under 50 seconds to go in the game. Ross across midcourt. Here comes the trap and a timeout called by the Streaks. They have one remaining. Warren has one remaining. Both clubs with 18 fouls with 44 seconds to go in the game. The Warren Blue Devils lead by one.
A little surprised Derek Thompson didn't go after that one a little more aggressively down low. I thought maybe he was going to be able to get over there and block that shot because he's become so good at that. Schultz coming in just beside him. But Eric was just a little afraid to commit the foul there, I think, which with Schultz being a bad free throw shooter might not have been a bad idea to clobber him and put him at the line. But, you know, when you're out there, it's hard to think of all these things. It's easier when you're sitting up here and watching it from the catbird seat to think of all those things for a player trying to make a play down there. So still a one-point game, but with 43 seconds left, anything can happen here.
Silver Streaks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Trying to get back in the win column in this tournament. They defeated Dunlap a week and a half ago here at Thiel on a Tuesday night. And then lost to Minooka earlier today by 10. Minooka turned around and lost to Dunlap, which has not lost in this tournament since that Galesburg defeat back on January 6th. Streaks with the ball. We'll have Devin Ross right in front of the scoring table at half court. Meeker in range, both within about 12 feet of him in front of him. And C.J. Payaway fronting them. Shaw and Thompson wait in the front court. Ross will bring it in across midcourt. Left side it goes to range. Meeker waiting on the right wing. How long will the Streaks wait to take the shot, trailing by one? J.J. juggles the pass and recovers. To the outside, Devin Ross gives away to Meeker, who brings it back out near half court with 25 seconds to go.
We know whatever time we give Warren, they're going to wait.
Here's Ethan down the lane, takes it up and in with the right hand, and the Streaks lead by one, 41-40, only the second shot of the half for Ethan Meeker, and the Streaks put the pressure on in the backcourt, and Warren calls a timeout with 12.9 seconds remaining.
They came within an inch of turning that thing over. They reversed the ball back over to Maurice Chambers, who'd had to track it down just in the corner by the Streaks bench, by the Gatorade cooler. He barely got that ball, and Ryan Weber, seeing the disarray his team was in, got the timeout. So just under 13 seconds left for Warren to figure out how to get back on top in this back-and-forth ball game now with the Streaks on top, 41-40, after the big make by Meeker down the lane.
So if you're Warren, you're out of timeouts. So priority number one is just to get the ball in. Eight fouls on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, like I said, just if you're Galesburg, whatever you do, don't let Failish get the shot, because I've got to think that's what he just plays with a lot of swagger and confidence and seems to want the ball. And I've got to think that's probably option number one that Coach Weber's drawn up over there.
Is this right, Jim? I have Warren with no misses in this fourth quarter. They've taken only three shots, my stats are right.
Right.
And they made them all.
Well, it's like Minooka earlier today. They only took two shots in the fourth quarter and shot free throws the rest of the way.
Four crowd up from the free throw line. Streaks crowd to its feet, and now Mike Reynolds saw what Warren was lining up to do, so he takes his final timeout. So both teams without a timeout now. So when we come out of it, we're going to have to play these final 12.9 seconds.
It's not like the NBA where you can get three or four in a row sometimes.
Yeah.
Those games never end. So, yeah, and again, Warren's got to bring the ball all the way up the court. So a lot of bad things can happen for them between now and getting a shot off.
Silver Streaks, by the way, with the personnel on the floor, has pretty much been the five that they've gone with all night. That's the starting five. Ross, Meeker, Range, Thompson, and Shaw. They're going to put Hawthorne out there because it looks like Shaw's now outside, standing on the outside edge of the huddle. So they're going to put Hawthorne in there for some leaping ability, some blocking ability. Looks like they are. And I certainly don't disagree with that strategy. So Thompson is heading toward the front court, down low near the basket. Streaks are going to huddle up as a team out on the floor to make sure that they're on the same page. Failish for Warren, waiting on the right wing. Range will cover him. Zach Schultz waiting just inside the free throw line. Meeker will guard him. Thompson and Hawthorne wait at half court as Ross guards the inbound man. They get it across midcourt with Nick Turner with 8 seconds to go. Turner hands off to Chambers. Galesburg crowd on its feet. Down to five. Chambers driving on Meeker. Takes right, goes left. Blocked by Meeker, but a whistle and a foul with a half a second remaining. It's going to put Chambers at the line for two and a chance to win the game.
Mike Reynolds, I think, lobbying for an extra second to be put on the clock.
I never heard the whistle. I saw the official's arm go up, so it's understandable if Brett Wolf at the clock didn't hear the whistle either. I don't think they're going to do it. They're going to leave it at a half a second. Yep. That was the fourth foul of the game, by the way, on Ethan Meeker.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way the officials could verify that without replay.
Maurice Chambers, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. First one is good, and we're tied.
Confident as could be, drain that one. You don't like the looks of this because he just couldn't wait to get the ball. Picture of confidence up there. We'll see if he drains another one. If he does, we got a half second.
He has 12 points to lead the Blue Devils. Perfect from the line, and it's good. Streaks have a half a second. All they can do is really inbound it and try to tip it. Meeker catches from three-quarter. Caught off the back of the rim. And Warren celebrates. Ryan Weber points to his family at the top of the bleachers. Boy, you'd think the Blue Devils just won the state championship the way they're celebrating on the floor. That's a big win for a team that struggled offensively. And now the Streaks have lost three in a row. 42-41 the final. Has a familiar ring to it, doesn't it? 42-41. Meeker with the last shot to win the game. And again, the Streaks leave disappointed. So after a 17-0 start, Galesburg's now dropped three in a row. And it'll be a long day off tomorrow before playing two more to wrap up the King Tournament on Monday. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois.
$200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Compton Accounting in Altoona and at Liberty Tax Service in Galesburg.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. With this reminder, Bridgeway's offering training for those who work with youth in the community this coming Monday. It's mental health first aid, offered for free from 8:30 till 4:30 at Bridgeway on Windish Drive. Get the contact information you'll need to pre-register at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of sprinkles or flurries this evening, becoming a chance of only flurries tonight after midnight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunshine with a high of 42. Monday night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 35. And Tuesday night, cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 35. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, some soul searching will begin for the Galesburg boys basketball team, dropping a game for the third straight time now. Three losses in 24 hours after a 17-0 start to the season. A heartbreaking loss by one to Rock Island last night. A 10-point loss with no energy or enthusiasm or spirit to speak of at all in falling to Manuka earlier today. And then a struggle all night long with Gurney Warren here, and two free throws with a half a second remaining by Maurice Chambers wins the game for the Blue Devils, despite a three-point heave from Ethan Meeker just this side of half court that hit the back of the rim. And the Silver Streaks lose another one by 1 point. And be interesting to hear what Mike Reynolds has to say after this one.
Yeah, you know, the one this afternoon, I didn't really feel bad for us. We were just really weren't good. I mean, we did not, we didn't really show a whole lot of fight in that ball game this afternoon. But this one tonight, I do feel bad for the kids. I thought really they the second half, we did a number of things well enough to be able to win this ball game. You know, hit a few more shots, played hard certainly throughout. But anytime you give the other team has the ball for the last opportunity, it's always a risk. And I thought we defended it, you know, pretty well. They didn't let Failish have the shot. And unfortunately, they've got a couple of kids that are really good foul shooters, and they kept the ball in one of their hands. And with arguably a half second left, we might have had maybe a second and a half. I'm not sure, still going the length of the court. It's still really unlikely you make anything happen in that scenario either. I don't think our shot would have come any closer than Ethan's did right there. That thing, it was right on line, just a little strong off the back iron. Wouldn't that have been something if that would have fallen in? But it didn't. And
then I think you would have had some perhaps justified complaints from the Warren sideline that he really shouldn't have had enough time to get off that shot.
Sure. But if somebody beats you with a three-quarter court shot, it's kind of hard to argue too much. But as the case was, Warren gets the last couple of free throws, and sending guys to the line hurt us today against Manuka. It hurt us again tonight here against Warren. And after winning 17 straight, again, with a whole lot different personnel situation, Streaks now in the midst of a little losing streak.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. And Coach Mike Reynolds is not going to want to talk about who the Streaks don't have. He's going to want to talk about who we do have and who we have to play with and who we have to win with is going to be his philosophy. And that's not going to be an acceptable excuse to him, but that's the reality of the situation. And, yes, coaches have to move forward, players have to move forward, but when you look at what the Streaks had done leading up into and through the beginning of the Taylorville tournament with the personnel they had, and look at what they have done since then without that personnel, it's very clear what the difference has been.
Sure. Well, I especially this one tonight, I felt like it's a 20-25 point win for us with the team we had earlier.
Yeah.
You know, no disrespect to Gurney, but I mean, no contest, but you know, tonight it just evened things out, and you know, and I guess as a listener, you don't want to hear us belabor who we don't have the whole rest of the season, but it's still fresh enough in all of our minds as to what we had and now we don't have. It's hard not to go back to that, and I guess as the games and the weeks go along, we'll start to accept it a little more as well. So. Again, kids fought hard. They did all they can, but we're pretty limited in kids that can put the ball in the basket right now, and it just harkens back to where we were a couple of years ago. Sadly, good effort, but not many shooters out there, and plus we get in these tight games, and we're not a very good free-throw shooting team either.
Yeah, true.
And so we're going to have a hard time winning these games, too, if we don't make more free throws.
Teams out of the locker room, coaching staff beginning to emerge. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds and go over our final numbers. 42-41, Gurney Warren defeats the Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall to the Blue Devils of Gurney Warren High School under former Silver Streak 1997 graduate Ryan Weber. And a difficult loss. We're going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, but first let's give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, we haven't even talked about that. We talked about the two free throws by Kevonte Shaw. Of course, Meeker hit a couple of timely shots. He had the two-point, he had the driving layup that put the Streaks back on top at 41-40. He was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game earlier. Do we give it to him again? That was the biggest shot of the game at the time that he made it.
I've got to. I mean, he made the shot at the end of the half that put us up three. He made the shot at the end of the third quarter. And then, you know, in really a pressure situation there, able to go down and make a tough shot in traffic that gave us the lead and nearly pulled it out of the fire by coming very close on that three-quarter court shot at the end. So I've got to go with Ethan again.
So Ethan, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the second time today. Unfortunately, no consolation to him. It'll come in a couple of difficult losses for Silver Streaks. So now let's go ahead and take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Well, final numbers, shooting stats up a little bit from halftime. Both teams were just about 25% at halftime in an awful shooting night. Gurney Warren ends up 41%. They didn't have to shoot it a whole lot in the second half. Improved to 14-34 for the game and went 3-for-3 in the fourth quarter. And didn't hardly have to. And this is concerning, I mean, because what we had this afternoon, same thing. Minook only had to take two shots in the fourth quarter, spent the rest of the time at the free throw line. Warren only takes three shots in the fourth quarter, hits them all, and then makes free throws to beat us again. Silver Streaks, 14 of 38 from the field, 37%. Gelsberg went to 8 of 14 in the second half to shoot the ball much better, including 4 three-pointers in that second half as well. Rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks, 26-20 on the night. Turnovers, Gelsberg 12, just 9 for Warren in the ball game, and so that played a big part in Warren being able to hold on for the win, too.
Blue Devils made 5 of 16 three-pointers. Silver Streaks were 7 of 20 from behind the arc. Blue Devils, 9 of 15 from the free throw line. Gosh, where would they have been without Maurice Chambers, huh? He was 6 of 6. The rest of the team just 3 of 9, and none bigger than the two Maurice Chambers hit with a half second showing at the clock to end up winning the game.
So obviously the guy we did not want to foul, but, you know, they were savvy enough to put it in his hands and let him drive to the basket.
Silver Streaks were 6 of 11 from the free throw line, and five of those makes were from Kevonte Shaw, who was 5 of 8 from the stripe. Individual scoring, Chambers led the way for the Blue Devils. If we're broadcasting it out of sight, he's the easy Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game choice, but we don't want to give it to somebody on the other team. The Chambers led the way with 13. Jake Falish had 10. Jovan Jokic fouled out of the game with 8. Nick Turner had 5. C.J. Payaway and Zach Schultz each scored 2. And John Lewis scored 2 as well. Jason Dorsey did not score for the Blue Devils. For the Silver Streaks, Kevonte Shaw leads away with 12. Ethan Meeker had 11, one basket in each quarter. J.J. Range had 9 for the Silver Streaks. Devin Ross, 6. Eric Thompson, 3. And Darius Sammons and Cody Hawthorne did not score. Hawthorne and Thompson led the Streaks in rebounding with 6. Jokic led the Blue Devils in rebounding with 6. So that wraps things up from the numbers standpoint. 42-41, Warren defeats the Silver Streaks, Galesburg's third straight loss. And there are two games coming up in the King Tournament on Monday, certainly. The toughest opponent of the tournament will be coming up first game on Monday morning at 10:40 for our pregame here when the Silver Streaks battle Maine South. And they've looked very solid and very steady here in the tournament so far today. And then the Streaks will wrap up the tournament Monday night with a 6:30 start against Rockford East. In between the girls will play Quincy Notre Dame. That's a 1:40 start Monday afternoon with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now. Let's turn things over to Jim Lee for our post-game interview. Jim?
All right, Coach, really felt bad for the team. I thought they did a lot of things second half to come out of this with a win, but at the end of the game, I was worried about Failish, and he was probably option number one, but they get it in the hands of their best free throw shooter, and probably exactly the way they hoped it would happen.
Well, I mean, they were hoping he got fouled, I think, but I don't know what you guys saw here. It looked pretty clean to me.
We saw several calls tonight that we thought were pretty clean. Is it hard to keep the kids focused on the game?
Well, I think those, the one ref was had some bad calls in the girls' game and stuck around, ate our free food, and got $140 and had a couple phantom calls. So I don't know. I'll be quiet because my coach has told me to be politically correct. So that's what I'm going to do. I disagree with the call.
The thing that set that up, you had Meeker driving the lane, really made a tough shot and one we hoped would be the game winner. He came up big for you a number of times tonight, into the half, into the third quarter. Nearly that three-quarter court shot would have been a miracle, but he did what he could.
Yeah, I think, you know, he played with a lot of toughness, some things that we lacked in the morning time, and certainly defensively and showed some toughness. We got some things to build on.
Now, you had said there were some things that you wanted to look at in practice after the game earlier. I know it's fresh off this game. Where do you start with the kids tomorrow to try to get rebound and get ready for Monday?
Well, I mean, certainly we got to make shots, but, you know, we got to build some confidence back, and you know, we'll be okay. We just got to continue to fight, and it's been a frustrating couple weeks. It really has been, you know, and you know, we're teaching more than when basketball, I guess, has to be like some life lessons. Things don't always go your way. We'll continue to push forward and continue to try to be better, we are where we are.
Well, and I tell you, we talked about it through both games, but especially this one. Everything gets magnified when games are in the 40s. Every turnover, every missed shot, every missed free throw. And obviously, that's going to be a problem for us in our fourth quarters. We're not shooting free throws well, and in 40-point games, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, we went through that a few years ago where we'd miss free throws, and you'd have to just sell out defensively to even have a shot, and you know, we just couldn't make. We just needed one more play, it looks like.
I want to talk a little bit about Cody Hawthorne. He ends up leading in rebounding for you tonight. Here's a kid who I thought gave you a lift off the bench. You weren't able to use it. It looked like you picked your spots in order to use him out there. I thought he was a bright spot for you tonight too.
I think he's played all. You know, really, he's played every game well. I mean, I don't think he was with the group in the morning. Nobody was really good, but I mean, I think he's played well for taking some time off from basketball. He's played really well and gave us a nice athletic spark and some nice energy, and we're glad he's around.
Well, and not that you need to make things any tougher, but of course you come out Monday against a Maine South team that may be the best one here at the tournament, and so that's how do you prepare for them?
Well, with the same game plan, I mean, some, you know, different style than Rock Island, but similar type of players. You know, they can really play, and they aren't putting weak players out there. They're putting guys that can play, you know, it'll be a tall challenge. You know, I think they're a team that's, you know, trying to get down. They're trying to make the next step to get to the Elite Eight and the Final Four in the state. And you know, as we knocked them off here last year, it'll be fun to do it again.
All right, Mike, thanks for stopping by. See you Monday.
Thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds. It's been an especially difficult 24 hours, but the Streaks have been through some difficult emotional challenges all over the place here recently. As he indicated, it's been a tough 3 weeks. With the Gibson injury, the Joe Williams situation, which is still unresolved overall, and now three difficult losses in the last 24 hours after a 17-0 start. So we appreciate him taking some time to come by and visit with us here in what's a tough time to speak on behalf of his team. We'll take a final timeout here in the postgame. We'll close things out from John Thiel Gym when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois.
$200 in cash. Brad knew $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at the Galesburg Nissan Service Department and at Accounting Systems Incorporated in Galesburg.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final score from John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks fall to the Blue Devils of Gurney Warren, 42 to 41. Galesburg has now dropped three straight. They are 17 and 3 on the season. So we'll get back at it Monday. And, you know, we talked early this morning, Jim, about after the loss last night, how good it probably was to come right back and play a game. After this day, maybe it's good to take a day off and refocus for Monday now.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, then it becomes, and it's tough to see Coach Reynolds as down as he is, because, you know, he realizes that, I don't know how many things you can draw up to improve things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he said this afternoon, we asked him how much have you had to change, and he said a lot, because he used to just be able to allow guys to, you know, to freelance, kick the ball out. You know, we had so many options and so much savvy on the court, and now he's had to go back to more set plays. And any time you get that way, you tend to get a little mechanical. Guys are having to think a whole lot more. And then when you're not shooting the ball on top of it, you get what we've had here today. And going forward, certainly against Maine South, which is a tremendous defensive club, hard to imagine lighting it up against them. And then, you know, we might be able to break free a little bit against a Rockford team that's going through a lot of what we're going through. Apparently had two really good players.
Sounds like it.
That have been kicked off the team from what we hear in our final on Friday night. So, you know, that's kind of the way Monday shakes out. But going forward, you wish the best for Coach Reynolds as he has sleepless nights, I'm sure, knowing Mike, trying to figure out some way to help this team get back its confidence and score a few more points and win a few more games, but I'm not sure what that recipe is right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about the injuries, but I think these games, these last two nights, over three games over the last 2 days, you know, we talked about, you know, a lot of people focus on the scoring of Grant Gibson, but one of the first things I talked about with you when it happened was the loss of Grant's presence on the floor. You know, regardless of the shots he might create and the rebounds he might grab and whatever, just his presence on the floor and his leadership and his understanding of the game and his ability to make things happen, whether he's scoring or not. And I think this, you know, that's what the Streaks, one of the big things that they're lacking right here now too, is just the ability to have somebody out there who can lead just in terms of being out there. And sure, that's nothing against those guys. It's just a matter of them having to do something that they haven't had to do in the past.
Sure, and to take pressure off of everybody right now. Again, Grant, obviously, but even if we have Joe, I think we win both these games today. He's a good enough shooter, and he's got enough, that extra person, that extra speed on defense, that extra good free throw shooter.
And his defensive ability.
Yeah, I mean, but to take away one of those guys was tough enough, but to take both of them away from the team, it's nothing short of devastating. It really is.
Yep. So that's what the Streaks will try to regroup over tomorrow and refocus and get ready to go for Monday. Again, with those two difficult games coming up, starting off with the toughest team in the tournament probably, as Jim said, Maine South. The Hawks will be the opponent. 10:40 for the pregame Monday morning, 11 o'clock tip-off. Rockford East to wrap up the tournament Monday night. 42-41, Gurney Warren wins it here tonight. Streaks have lost three in a row. They're 17-3 on the season, and thanks for being with us. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.